Just remain standing, if you will. Turn in your Bible to Ephesians chapter number 6. Ephesians chapter number 6. Thank God for His blessings today. Amen. Allowing us to gather in the house of the Lord on this Lord's Day. After it's been a busy week somewhat with Bible conference and all that going on. And then the deaths and the funerals and things have been a busy week, but I'm grateful to the Lord for the blessed privilege to gather back here again on the Lord's Day in the house of God, and looking forward to what God's got in store for us. Ephesians 6 is the text. I'm going to start verse number 10, dealing with that whole armor of God. Brother Wales said much about being in a spiritual battle, and Brother Kirkman talked about contending for the faith once delivered to the saints, and how important that is, and got me thinking back about this. And I'm not going to preach through the armor. That's not my intention. I won't say I won't do it sometime, but that's not my intention, and definitely for today. But some time ago, I think it was back in September, I preached on a Wednesday night on the phrase there in verse number 10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord." And I just preached on "be strong in the Lord," if you remember that. And that got me thinking these things with this week of Bible conference. And I felt like God led me back to this morning. I'm just going to do a little bit of exhorting this morning from the Scripture. I do have some notes and a sermon outline, but I want to exhort you about that, being strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. All right, Ephesians chapter 6. And verse number 10, the Bible says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds. Therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." By the way, that's my prayer, that you'd pray for me today in that funeral, that I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Verse 21, "But that ye also may know my affairs and how I do, Tychius, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen." And that's reading from verse 10 to the end of the sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, ask Him to use the message today. Brother Hall, would you lead us in prayer, please? Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Yes.
Every day.
Yes.
That the preacher this morning, Lord, that preaches to us, and inspires us to do so and deliver us. I do pray for the family, Lord, and
David. Yes, Lord, comfort and help. Amen. Amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. And thank you, Brother Hall, for that prayer. Amen. Well, as I said, it got me thinking back about the message I preached on verse number 10, and that's where I want to deal with this morning. Put on the, or verse number 10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong
in the Lord and in the power of His might. I talked about being strong in the Lord. I made to mention that He's talking about standing, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded. And He goes on about it. There's a lot said about standing. And there's the day we're living in, I don't have to convince you that we need more than we've ever needed. We need some dads to take a stand. Amen. Amen. We need some mothers to take a stand. We need preachers to take a stand. Amen. We need people to take a stand. Christians in the day in which we live need to take a stand. We are involved in spiritual warfare. We know that. There's a battle going on between the powers of darkness and the powers of light. There is a battle going on trying to suppress the truth. Brother Kirkman dealt with that pretty much. And this idea that, and by the way, the first thing he said, when you put on that whole armor of God, he's dealing with the truth. Your loins girt about with truth. That's where your strength is. That's where your power is. That's what will bind everything together and hold it all together, is the truth of God's Word. Amen. But we need some people like we've never needed them to stand for the things that are right. And yet there's more pressure to keep us from standing. There's more pressure to mow us down, more pressure to push us down and to try to keep us down than there has ever been, I think, in Christianity, or at least in my lifetime, that it seems to me. Now, I don't want to revisit and talk about the evil that assails us. I don't want to deal so much with that. There's a need for that and time for that, but we're convinced of it. I don't have to convince you, I don't think, about those things. But I would like to remind us of the power that we have within us. Not just the power against us, but the power we have within us. And so I'm going to preach from verse number 10, but I'm going to go in a different avenue than I went before. The verse number 10, finally, my brethren, be strong. That's for us. But here's how you be strong. In the Lord and in the power of His might. When we stand against the wiles of the devil, it's not within our power. It's been said over and over. Brother Wells said it again and again. And, excuse me, Brother Kirkman as well. And of course, we all know that it's not within our power, but it's in His power that we stand. David said to Goliath, I come to thee in the name of the Lord. That's what he said. Amen. And our purpose for standing is not to exalt ourselves, but to exalt the Lord Jesus. But the only real way we can have success in standing is if we're standing in more than our own ability, standing in more than our own power, we're actually standing in the power of God. Amen. And so I want to point out, if I can, the Almighty who assists us. And so I want to preach today on this thought. I've titled my message, The Strength of the Lord. The Strength of the Lord. And so I want to focus on, for a few minutes, the strength of the Lord and the power of His might. I hope to encourage every one of us to recognize the great power that resides within our Heavenly Father. Amen. I'd like to provoke sinners to run to Him for their help. Amen. To flee to Him for their salvation. Amen. But for the saint of God, He is the one that enables us to stand. Amen. Now, in the message that I preached about be strong in the Lord, I had 4 points. I want to run those back by you just to use as a springboard and remind us of it. I said, number one, we must continually face our own weakness and sin. We can't deny the fact that we're weak. Amen. Can't get the idea, well, I'm strong enough to handle this. That's a mistake. Amen. Amen. We must continually face our own weakness and sins. Number two, we must keep from being conformed to this world. Don't let the world cause you to adapt to the things of the world. Number three, we must continue to stand even when others fall around us. Amen. And then lastly, I said, we must count God faithful even in times when it seems that He has withdrawn Himself. When you pray and you don't just feel the power of God, you still know there's power in prayer. You can have confidence in God. That's what Brother Wells said it a couple times. He said, you can crawl out on that limb and saw it off and keep standing. Amen. Amen. When you're trusting in God. In other words, you can trust God's Word no matter what the circumstances around us seem to be. Amen. Now, our phrase here, the first phrase of our text is be strong in the Lord. Be strong. You ever had somebody say that to you when you're going to do something? For example, here's one thing that scares everybody to death. public speaking. When you got to stand up in front of a crowd, especially if it's a crowd you don't know, and you got to say something to that crowd, there is an innate fear. But here's what people say: be strong. Be strong. You know what they're saying? Be courageous. Amen. They're saying, be confident. That's the word, that's what they're talking about. And so I looked that word up, be strong in the Lord, and it actually does mean courageous and confident. By the way, courage comes from confidence. Sure it does. Courage comes from confidence. And so I got to thinking about that a little bit and thinking about how that when a person is courageous, by the way, that's what the people told Joshua, Moses told Joshua in the first part of Joshua chapter 1. He kept saying, be strong, be of good courage, amen. He was saying, be confident, amen. Be confident in the call of God upon your life. Brother Steve used that this morning about Brother Hall coming here and the battle being on and the things that he went through and what kept him in the saddle, what kept him from being defeated was the fact he was confident God called him and put him here. That is right. That's the way it ought to be in our life. Amen. Amen. I'm confident of my position. By the way, parents, when the world says you can't tell your child what to do, you be confident in your position. God gave you authority to tell them what to do. Amen. God's going to call you into account whether you do or don't tell them what to do. Amen. Be confident in the position that God gave you. It wasn't government that gave it to you. Amen. It wasn't you that just assumed that on your own. God gave you that responsibility. Therefore, he gave you the confidence. You should have it in him to stand. Amen. And so I got to thinking about that. A courageous person is a confident person. It's somebody that has confidence either in himself, in his abilities, in his knowledge, or else in his associations. I've seen some little fellas that probably couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. But when they're with the right crowd, they're confident. They're courageous. Because they know they got the association with them. Amen. Old saying, if you're going to whip me, you're going to have to whip me and all my friends. Amen. Amen. They have that confidence. Well, I'm going to tell you, listen, we're scrawny little fellas when we go out against the giants on our battlefield, but I'm glad we've got an association with somebody that's mighty big, somebody that's mighty powerful, somebody that's mighty able, amen, to do the job that needs to be done. And the job that he's given us to do, he will see that it's done, amen. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. Philippians 1:6. I'm glad we can have confidence in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. So I want to take just a few moments and remind us, of each of us, if I can, every one of us, about the confidence that we ought to have in our God. Confidence in his abilities. Therefore, we can be strong in the Lord. Amen. The strength of our Lord. I've got three or four things I want to think about this morning. First of all, our God is almighty. Amen. Our God is almighty. We said this week, and truthfully, that the devil we face is not a puny, weak, little devil. He's a mighty enemy. But he's not almighty. Amen. He's a mighty enemy, but he's not almighty. Our God is almighty. Amen. That means that he has all power. Our enemy has some power, but God has all power. Amen. Our God has overruling power. Our God is a man of war, and there ain't nobody can take him. Amen. Our God is a mighty man of battle. That's what the Bible said. In Genesis chapter number 17, verse 1, you don't have to turn. I've got these verses written down. Genesis 17, 1. The Bible said, and when Abram was 99 years old, still no child, but God had promised him a child, the Bible said, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. God said, Abraham, you're not able, but I'm the Almighty God. Amen. Genesis 35, verse 11, God, again, speaking to Abraham, God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. Amen. God made that promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that a nation was, and the nation of Israel gets its name from Jacob. Jacob's name being changed by the Lord from Jacob to Israel. Amen. But God said it's not in your power. It's not in your reproductive ability. It's not in your stamina and strength as a man. But it's in my power that I am the Almighty. That's how it's going to be done. Amen. Revelation chapter number 4 and verse number 8. By the way, I noticed that word Almighty, when I looked it up, run it through your Strong's Concordance. Guess which book in the Bible uses that word the most? The Old Testament, it's the book of Job. I think 31 times Job called God the Almighty. Again and again. Amen. Listen, you talking about a man that was devastated. Amen. A man that was taken to his lowest point. He was saying, listen, my God is the Almighty God. Amen. Amen. My God's able. When it looks like nothing can be done, my God can do anything. Amen. And I'll say more about that in a minute. But then the second most that the word Almighty is used in the New Testament the most is the book of Revelation. Revelation. Jesus said, I am the Alpha and Omega, the Almighty God. Amen. He over and over, he talked about being the Almighty. They ran and fled from the Almighty, hit the wrath of the Almighty, and they deal with that. But Revelation chapter number 4 and verse number 8, the Bible said, and the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Amen. Which was and is to come. In heaven they're saying, our God is the Almighty God. Amen. You read the book of Revelation, if there's ever a time during that tribulation period will be a time of total inability of man. Man's going to recognize how insufficient he is against the forces of God. Amen. How insufficient he is against the forces even of evil, because the Antichrist is going to just take over. Amen. He's going to open up that bottomless pit and locusts are going to come out. They're going to sting men and there's nothing men can do about it. They're going to torment men, the Bible says. Amen. And men's going to recognize their total inability. But you know what they're going to say? There's a God in heaven that is almighty. Amen. Matthew 28, 18, a very familiar verse to us. The Bible said, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And he goes about to give them the great commission. He's getting ready to leave. Now you think about this. Here's these disciples that's walked with the Lord for 3.5 years, and they've recognized their weakness. There's times they thought they were strong. They saw God doing mighty things, dead men coming to life, devils being cast out, blind men seeing, lame men walking. They saw all kinds of mighty things. There's times they felt pretty strong, but then they realized they couldn't even handle a little boy that had a devil. They couldn't get the devil out of that little boy. And they said, Lord, why couldn't we do this? And then they realized they can't even keep their Lord in their midst when he's going to go to Calvary. They can't stop him from going to Calvary, and they can't stop him from dying. And they recognize their weakness, but now he's alive again, and he's alive forevermore. Amen. But he tells them, I'm not going to stay here. I'm going back to my Father. And all of a sudden he says that I've got a job for you to do, and your job's not just this city of Jerusalem. Your job's all Judea, your job's Samaria, and your job is the uttermost parts of the earth. And I'll guarantee you, those men said, what power have we got to do any of that? What ability is in us? We're hiding from the Jews. We're afraid for our own life. What ability do we have? And here's what Jesus said. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Amen. And he said, and lo, I am with you even to the end of the world. Amen. I'm glad we know who's with us and who's on our side. He has the power and he has the ability to get the job done. Amen. Amen. Our God is the Almighty. Is anything too hard for God? Is there anything our God cannot do? Amen. We can have confidence in our God. And by the way, it ought to give us courage to face our enemies. Amen. Courage to face the difficulties that are ahead of us or even within us and against us. Amen. Secondly, not only our God is almighty, number two, our God is able. And that goes right hand in hand with it. Our God has the ability. Amen. Not only he has the power to do it, he has the knowledge of what to do and how to do it. Amen. And he has the ability to get the job done. I talked about Job bragging on God. By the way, God bragged on Job. Amen. God said to the devil, "Hast thou considered my servant Job? There is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man." God was bragging on Job's uprightness, bragging on Job's walking perfectly in his knowledge of God and in his wisdom towards God. And he said, you know, there's none like him. But here's what Job said about his God. Job said, there ain't none like my God. My God's almighty. My God's almighty. And then he said in Job 42 verse 2, he said, "I know that thou canst do everything and that no thought can be withholden from thee." Amen. I touched on this the other night. If we were saying it, we'd say our God can do anything. But Job said our God can do everything. Our God can multitask. Amen. Our God can do it all at the same time if he has to. Amen. Amen. That's the God we serve. Genesis 18:14. There's a question asked. Is anything too hard for the Lord? He's talking about back to that place God promised Abraham they're going to have a son. Abraham's 99 years old. He ain't had him. Amen. Sarah's 89. She's going to be 90 before that child comes along. He's going to be right there at 100 and the child's going to be born. But God said in Genesis 18:14, "Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son." Amen. God is able. Amen. God is able. Can God, I'll just say this, can God produce a child? Sure he can. Amen. Can God do what he wants to? Sure he can. God can do, he is able. We can have confidence that our God is able. Maybe we're not, but he's not unable. He doesn't have a disability. He is able to do whatever needs to be done. Amen. Amen. Jeremiah 32 verse 17, he says, "Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee." Amen. Jeremiah said, "God, you made everything out of nothing. You just made it with your mighty arm, by your stretched out hand and by your mighty arm." He said, "You made the worlds." Amen. And he said, "There is nothing too hard for thee." Amen. 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 Matthew 8 verse 8, the centurion came to our Lord and he had a servant needed to be healed. Our Lord said, "Okay, I'll go to your house." And here's what the centurion answered and said unto him, "Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. Not worthy that thou should come under my roof. But speak the word only and my servant shall be healed." You know what he said? He was saying, "God, you've got so much power. Jesus, you've got so much power. You don't even have to be there to do it. You don't have to lay your hand on him to do it. All you got to do is speak the word." By the way, God didn't have to work up a sweat to create the worlds. All he had to do was speak the word. Amen. He said, "Let it be," and it was. Amen. Amen. One fellow said, he said, "Let it be," and it be. Amen. Amen. It was so, what God said, and it is so. And so the centurion said to Jesus, "I know you've got the power. All you got to do is say the word." Listen, our answer can be just as simple as him speaking the word. Amen. Ephesians chapter number 3, verse 20. Again, very well-known text. "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according the power that worketh in us." Amen. He is able. That phrase, he is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Amen. Our God has the ability. Amen. God can do what needs to be done because he has the power. That's our God. We can be confident in him. Amen. We can be confident in him. Sometimes men brag that they can do things that they might not be able to do. Amen. I remember several years ago, I was on a school bus and these two boys got to fussing them. And they got bragging about their daddy. "My daddy can whoop your daddy." Well, my daddy can whoop your daddy and all your aunts and uncles together. And I mean, they just got to tell it bigger and bigger and bigger about how big and bad their daddy was. And I don't know if he could do all that they thought he could do or not. But I'm telling you, we can brag on our God and know that he can do anything. He can do everything. There is nothing too hard for our God. We can have confidence in him. And that confidence ought to gain us courage to face the battles, knowing that he is with us. Amen. Amen. Not only our God is the Almighty, our God is able, but number three, and this is my last point, our God is accessible. He's not just a big mighty God up in heaven that don't know what's going on, is not paying attention to what's going on. Amen. But He's a God in heaven with His eyes running to and fro over the earth, keeping His eyes on His children, watching what's going on. Amen. He's a God with His ear open towards His people. Amen. You remember what Solomon said when he's dedicating the temple? There in Kings and Chronicles, both places, he said, Lord, let your ear be intent to the prayer that's made in this place. He said, when your people are driven away captive, if they'll just turn towards this place and pray towards this place, he said, Lord, let your ear be intent to the prayer that is made in this place. Amen. I'm glad God knows where your praying place is. God knows where your secret place is. And His ear is intent on listening to the prayer made in that place. Amen. Jesus said, when you come into your closet, shut the door, He said, pray in secret to God who seeth in secret. Not only is His ear intent, but His eyes are intent on where you're at there. Amen. He knows what's going on in that secret place when you're calling on Him in prayer. Amen. He's the one that said, Jeremiah 33:3, we know the verse well. He's the one that said, call unto me, and I will answer. He didn't say, I could, maybe, I might. He said, I will answer thee. Amen. I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I get amazed. People get all upset that they might have just won the publisher's clearinghouse sweepstakes. Or how about this? You get the key in the mail from the car dealership that says this key might fit one of these new cars that they're going to give away. It just might do it. And whoo, boy, I've got me a treasure now. I've got some, and people get all excited about what might take place. God didn't say, I might hear thee. He said, if you call unto me, I will answer thee. Amen. I will. We can have confidence. Our God's able. Our God is almighty. And our God is accessible. We have access to the throne of heaven. Amen. Amen. We have access to the throne of heaven. There's a quote came to my mind, and it's fleeted away already so quickly. I forgot what it was, but there was a quote about prayer that was a really good. I'll use this one. Spurgeon said this. He said, "Prayer is the slender thread that moves the mighty hand that holds the universe." Amen. Amen. Prayer is the slender thread that moves the mighty hand that holds the universe. Amen. I'm glad we have access to our God. Amen. Amen. Psalm 46 and verse number 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a present help in trouble. Amen. I got somewhere I can run. Amen. Somewhere I can hide. Somewhere I can hold up. Amen. I've got a place where I can go to, and when I'm in trouble, He's always there. Amen. When I'm in trouble, I always have access to Him. When I'm in trouble, I can always trust Him to be a very present help. Amen. In trouble. Psalm 50, verse number 15. God said, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Amen. Amen. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will answer. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Psalm 91, verse 15. God said this. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Amen. God's made us a promise that we have access to the throne of grace. I could run over those scriptures. Jesus promised in John 13, 14, 15, and 16, Jesus made promises to His disciples about the power of prayer and the indwelling presence of the Holy Ghost. And He's talking about how that you have access to the throne of grace through the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. What time I am afraid, the psalmist said, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Listen, we ought to allow the confidence we have in our God to give us courage in the time of trouble. Amen. Turn to Hebrews chapter number 13. I'll let you read this one. I know we know it, but we'll read this one. Then I've got a couple more things in conclusion. Our God is accessible. Excuse me. He is accessible. Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6. They go together and have a good teaching. Hebrews 13, verse 5 and 6. Let your conversation, that's not talking about your words, it's talking about your life, be without covetousness. In other words, you don't need everything else everybody else has got. You've got all you need. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Hallelujah. You know what he said? He said, God's made a promise. And since God made a promise and God can't break a promise, you can have confidence. You don't have to live in fear. You don't have to worry and dread and doubt. You can have confidence in God's promise. Amen. So I need not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen. He said we can have that confidence that'll give us courage to trust our God. Amen. It's true we do live in a world of trouble. Amen. It's true that our God is a very present help in trouble. Amen. We don't have to face our troubles alone. Amen. Our troubles and trials may be too hard for us. Our enemies may be too mighty for us, but they're no match for our God. Amen. We can call on God. He'll come to our aid. He is ready, willing, and able to meet the need that we have. Amen. Now here's my thought and conclusion. I don't know, and you don't either, what any of us will face between now and sundown. Before the sun sets, we may get a phone call that upends our world. You never know. You never know what you're going to face between now and the next little bit. But I do know we don't have to face it alone. Amen. I do know, by the way, I won't say that we won't have fear. I won't say that fear won't try to insinuate itself in our position. But I'm saying what we can do, we don't have to be afraid because we can have confidence in our God. We can trust Him. That's what I'm simply saying. Amen. We can look to Jesus. There we can find confidence. We can find courage because of His strength, because of His promise, amen, that He is there to help us. And therefore we can be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Amen. The Bible talks about a little creature called a coney. Not a pony, a coney. C-O-N-I-E, conies. It's in the Bible twice in a singular. Was C-O-N-E-Y, singular. It's I-E-S with plural. It's in our Bible twice singular. It's in our Bible twice plural. But in the case of it being in there in the singular, let me read you what he says, or this is in the plural. In Psalm 104, verse number 18, the Bible says, the high hills are a refuge for the wild goats and the rocks for the conies. Now, if you'd read Psalm 104 there, you'd find out the psalmist is bragging on God about God's great ability and God's great provision in creation. He said, goats have a lot of fear, but God made some high mountains that those goats could retreat to. God made some high mountains that those goats could get access to that other animals didn't have access to. By the way, we got a mountain we've got access to that the rest of the world does not have access to. Amen. Amen. God can make our feet like hinds feet. That means we'll be able to mount the rocks. We'll be able to climb the high hills. Amen. But he said he also made the rocks for the conies. Now conies is from what I read about it, conies are it's a species of rabbit. They call it a rock rabbit. It's a rabbit that is, and by the way, he mentions it in Deuteronomy, they're an unclean animal. Not to eat the hare or the coney. So apparently, rabbit, that's the hare, and the coney. A coney is a specific species of rabbit. It's rock rabbit. They're rabbits that inhabit the rocks of the mountains. Amen. Have you ever seen a rabbit? Rabbits are a very defenseless animal. Matter of fact, every rabbit I ever saw was a nervous animal. And you ought to be nervous if you've got a .22 or a... Amen. Or a good beagle dog. He ought to be nervous. But, but a rabbit is a nervous animal. Their ears twitch. They're very careful looking around. You know why? Because they're defenseless. They don't have horns that they can attack. They don't have a sting, or they don't have fangs, or they don't have claws. They're a defenseless little animal. But God in His provision made rocks that they can hide in. Amen. He says in Proverbs 30, verse number 26, the conies are but a feeble folk. Yet make they their houses in the rocks. Amen. These animals are defenseless. That word feeble folk, I looked it up. It means not powerful. That's what it means. They don't have much power to enable them. But God has given them the knowledge. God has given them access into the rocks. They can get in those crevices of the rocks that other animals can't get into. Amen. Amen. They have the ability, God's given them the ability that they can get in those crevices of the rock. And so when the predators comes after these little tiny rabbits, they just turn and run to the rock where they know they can hide. Amen. I'm telling you, when the devil roars at us, we've got a rock. We've got access to the rock. Amen. We've got the ability to get in behind the rock, and He'll be our shield and our Savior, thank God. Amen. But if you're here and lost, the predator comes roaring at you, you're just a prey. But I'm glad to tell you, God has set up a rock and has said today, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. For the child of God, we can have confidence in our God. We can have courage in our God. To the sinner, you ought to fly to Jesus. Amen. You ought to run to Him quickly for your salvation. He'll be your Lord and Savior as well. Amen. There's a song, as they come with a song, we'll stand as they come with a song. There's a song in our book, it's in the Redback book too. Jesus paid it all. Here's how the song starts off. It says this: I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. You know what He's saying? You're a feeble folk. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Amen. We sang the song earlier. He's all I need. You can have confidence in the Savior. Heavenly Father, I pray You take the message, drive it home to every heart. Help that some sinner would come to trust Christ that never has. Lord, help us as saints to trust You like we never have. That we'd give You the honor and glory You deserve. We'd give You our confidence. We'd be able to stand against the wiles of the devil with confidence, because we're standing not in our own strength, but in the power of His might. Bless, Lord, we pray in the invitation, have Your way. In Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen. We're going to sing. The Lord spoke to you and you need to come. Would you obey the Lord?